This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, here we are on YouTube.
You made it, baby!
Andy, should Donald Trump run as a third party candidate if he doesn't get the Republican nomination? Okay, good question.
Well, he actually can. You have to start getting on the ballot starting March in states like Texas, so he can't do that. And then write-in candidate, there are 7 or 8 states that don't even allow for that, so... If he doesn't win the nomination, there's no
That's right. Yet. Okay. And if he doesn't win the nomination, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, where are his supporters going to...
I mean, historically,
They're going to be angry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in 1824, Andrew Jackson was...
You don't have to tell me about 1824.
The election was stolen. Look, it's happened historically. We don't, it's not a good thing. But
no.
I don't think we're going to be rioting. I mean, that's not good.
No, I think it's great how you guys keep saying, we hope there's no rioting.
Right.
At our rallies, we always say, and the media never reports this, but we always say, no violence.
No,
no violence.
And by the way,
there's been a few Zig Heils. It's on tape.
No.
Great. Yes.
There's a video of a black police officer.
Great. Thank you. Tucson.
He said, I just wanted to see what was going on. Mm-hmm. I went to a Trump rally. The people who were making trouble were the outside agitators.
Right.
As the Southern sheriffs.
They were trying to provoke. Yeah.
And then that could very well be true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
But the sucker punch guy, come on, you got to come down on him. Was a sucker punch.
Okay. We don't like violence.
Okay, great. are the revelations of the Panama Papers, by the way, I don't use Panama Papers anymore.
Are you in them? I'm so nervous you're in them.
I totally...
I don't know where you store your money, so I don't know if you're in them.
No. No American so far. Likely to hear any changes in American policy. Boy, Bernie nailed that one. Did you see the tape of him 5 years ago saying, I don't know if things are going to change there. People, Panama, there's like 12 other countries that do that. I mean, rich people are always going to find a way.
Are there really revelations? Is it really a revelation that billionaires are hiding money in tiny countries?
No.
Is this new?
Well, the president stepped down, though, right?
Yes, he did.
The Argentinian guys being looked into. There's heads of state being looked into.
I think it gives our politicians a little bit more backbone to do things like, stop the inversions that just happened. That was a big victory for the Obama administration this week that you're not going to have... just yet another company say, I'm suddenly not American anymore, but, I'm a completely American company for every reason other than tax purposes.
Right.
I mean, we've got dozens of companies in this country that spend more on lobbying than they do on taxes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's crazy.
It is crazy. When giant corporations pay no taxes. Yeah.
$100 billion they think are being hidden away just from America.
Right.
Imagine the job training we could do with $100 billion.
And by the way, for those who say, and the argument is always, we're going to let the corporations bring the money back and we'll tax it at a one-time rate. And it's always like a sweetheart rate, 4%. This was done. Bush did it. And the promise was, when that money comes back, of course, they're going to create jobs with it. They did nothing of the sort.
No, they held on
They
to
bought
it.
Hookers and veal. And
they also held
didn't
it. They also held it for create themselves.
Create one friggin' job.
No.
Andy, is Trump's plan to get Mexico to pay for the wall? Oh, yes, that came out this week. Is that viable? Now, how would you describe that plan? You could do it better than I could.
Right. So the idea would be...
He has to laugh before he even says
no.
it.
No. I'm all ears.
I'm not laughing.
No,
he's not laughing. Thank you. No. Look, so the way that you can do it is with the trade and balance.
He's a happy warrior. Republicans
you.
Are happy warriors.
We're optimistic people.
Absolutely.
Thank
that
you.
Is true.
We believe the best. Okay. So Trump's gonna have Mexico pay for this wall.
I'm feathering my nest in
Thank
case
you.
Trump wins.
Are you kidding?
Want to be an ambassador?
No, I just
Which
don't
country?
Want to be sent off to Guantanamo Bay.
We won't audit you.
I mean, Jesus Christ, Trump will fucking disappear me. I mean, this guy wouldn't think twice. He sued me,
I know.
He sued me.
Yeah.
What did you think of that lawsuit, Andy?
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
I mean, come on. That was pretty dumb.
Yeah, it was like whether or not he was an orangutan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
And you said he...
I said, as a joke, I offered him $5 million if he could prove that his father was an orangutan.
Right.
And he went into court with his birth certificate.
Right.
As if it was going to say orangutan.
He said, I want my money.
You got to admit, he's a little thin-skinned.
But he got no money. It's important that that First Amendment precedent, which was set by your friend Larry Flint, that Supreme Court case, it is important under the umbrella. That's true. It was Jerry Falwell making the joke about his banging his mother in an outhouse.
Right.
All right. So you have to be able to make these jokes. He's got to take them. They shouldn't be so litigious. He's like a Scientologist.
Like I'm wheeling Larry Flint around all day. So anyway, what about the plan? The plan to now he's gonna stop the remittances back to Mexico.
Well, you could tax the remittances, or I mean, there are all sorts of things when money moves from one country to another that you could do. You could do a foreign trade deal with Mexico where there's a percentage of goods coming in until the wall's paid for.
But don't you think that if we screw with their economy, it'll make more people come over because their economy is bad? I mean, I know.
Why are we pretending? Why are we still pretending that Donald Trump wants to be president? All right,
this is
a publicity stunt that went awry.
No.
I'm telling you, 3 a.m. when the Ambien wears off, he's gonna go to Andy's.
It's very real.
He's gonna say, Andy. He's gonna be like George Costanza. You gotta get me out of this. You gotta help me, Andy. Please.
No.
I'm doing everything to get out of it. I've offended everybody.
The process is too painful for him not to be serious about it.
And by the way, I was the one guy who always said he was serious about it.
Oh, yeah. He's very serious.
I've never been for him, but I always said, this is not a publicity stunt. This guy has an ego as big as All Outdoors. And yeah, like he would hate it when he walked in the room and they play Hail to the Chief. Ooh,
Love it.
Exactly.
But let me just say, we're very lucky to be bordered by two countries that actually like us and are our friends.
So when he talks very cavalierly about
alienating Mexico and Canada, we're very fortunate. Both of our neighbors like us and we like them. Let's not fuck that up, Andy.
Right.
Heather,
Andy.
You can't
All right.
Remember 1824.
Yes, 1824.
The only time an election was stolen.
Oh, no.
1824.
You didn't say the only time.
1960.
Right. Well.
Maybe, no other time.
Joe Kennedy
paid for some votes.
Oh, also, what about the 1876?
What about 2000? Let's try Bush v. Gore. I'll do it right now. I'm ready. Get David Boyce.
All right.
I can name all the I can name every president in order. And not because I memorized it, because I know the history.
Cool.
last question. Will the Pope meeting with Bernie? Yeah, Bernie Sanders is going to meet with the Pope. I noticed none of the other candidates got an invitation from Frank. Okay. Will the Pope meeting with Bernie Sanders influence the outcome of our election in any way? No. No, but it's kind of cool. I mean, you know, I think it's kind of cool that the Pope recognized a fellow socialist.
Yeah, right,
and,
exactly.
You know.
Yeah, and they think alike.
They think alike. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. We got to go.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.